Tune in each week to the Happiness Patrol.
Ow!
Leela S.
Just get happy? Is that what you want?
Tara W.
Don't be a killjoy.
Dale W.
Huh? I'm Dale Walt.
And Louis B.
K-9, where the hell am I? Are we in Dallas, K-9?
Affirmative, Master.
Who shot J.R., K-9?
Who did not shoot J.R., Master?
Follow us on our blog at thehappinesspatrol.blogspot.com.
I heard that. Shut up.
I'm shutting up.
The Happiness Patrol, a Doctor Who podcast.
I'm Sylvester McCoy, and you're listening to The Happiness Patrol. I was in that.
Moving right along.
Moving quickly on to your news, Lewis.
Yes, we have a bit of news. Earlier this week, our very own Tara W. actually had an adventure of her own in Seattle at the Doctor Who Sci-Fi Cruise Bon Voyage party at the Space Needle in Seattle, Washington, where she got to mingle with none other than Seventh Doctor himself, Mr. Sylvester McCoy, and Daphne Ashbrook. So,
I tied him up more than once.
How was the event, Tara? Tell us all about it.
The event was lovely. If you have not been to the Science Fiction Museum in Seattle, I highly recommend a trip. If for no other reason than the building itself is insanely beautiful. It is very, very bizarre, twisting organic form in chrome of all things. It's very, very bizarre, and I highly recommend going there for no other reason than to see how strange a building it is. But the Bon Voyage party was it was fairly sparsely attended. I really was expecting a lot more people. I think there were 30 of us maybe. Mm-hmm. And we had a private room. Well, it was the cafe. They'd given us the cafe, and they'd closed it off for our use. And Sylvester was there, and Daphne was there, and we had a lovely time chatting with them, and they all signed my ugly shoe for my broken foot, which was very kind of them.
That's funny.
And, well, I didn't have a cast, so they signed the ugly shoe.
Right.
And
they were the cast.
They showed. They couldn't sign themselves now. That would
be weird.
Anyhow,
yeah, that'd just be too weird.
Just not right. Let's see here. I felt so sorry for poor Sylvester. He had come straight from the airport, where he'd been detained by American Customs, and they'd strip searched him twice.
Oh my God.
Poor man.
So now you have your mental image of attired Sylvester McCoy being strip searched by the TSA.
That's right. So what have you got in here, sir? Are these your spoons, sir?
Are these your spoons? Are these your ferrets?
Oh.
They didn't make him do the Bangladesh bend, did they?
The Bangladesh bend?
I have no idea. I wasn't. I think I would have been furious because the poor man, poor man's recovering from hip surgery. He had his hip replaced, and so now he's the cyber doctor. We made a lot of jokes about that, and that's what apparently totally flummoxed the TSA was the fact that this man had metal in his hip. You'd think by now they'd have seen enough Americans with metal in their hip, but no. Apparently this was the first Brit they'd seen with metal in his hip, and they had to give him a hard time over it. But I felt so sorry for the man. I mean, they really, really put him to the ringer. And but hopefully he's now off enjoying his cruise.
But he was in pretty good spirits, right, at the party?
Oh yeah, he was just exhausted. I mean, he's now walking with a stick. I mean, before he was in a power wheelchair, and he's up and about. But I just felt so sorry for the man. I mean, I wish there was, you know, now that they've done this horrible thing to him, can he have a little certificate so they don't have to do this to him every time?
So you felt sorry for him, but obviously not sorry enough that you didn't wrap him up in your scarves, as the photo evidence would show.
Well, you know, I was sitting there knitting, and somebody said, "How long is that scarf?" And I unrolled it, And it's a season 18, and I'm about 75% done on it, so it's over 20 foot long.
Oh, my God.
And Sylvester came over and said, "That's the longest scarf I've ever seen." And I said, "Could I get your picture taking it?" And he said, "Well, wrap me up in it then." So two people came to help me, and we just sort of passed it around him like we were toilet papering a house. We just sort of wrapped it around him and wrapped it around him. And we ran out of scarf about halfway down, and I grabbed up a second scarf and kept going. And somebody else came up with a third scarf, and we kept going. And he was just having such a great time with it. And he did get even with me later because he borrowed my hat. I have a very large Western Stetson type hat, and he borrowed it and was roaming around pulling finger guns on people.
Ah, great. So a good time, right?
A good time was had by all. I had a great time as usual with the lovely Daphne Ashbrook and her lovely significant other Vito. And Daphne has a new music album out, a CD, which I hope we're going to be talking about in an upcoming episode of the Happiness Patrol.
We'll have to invite her on and see if she'd like to come on.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love that, and I know she would too.
Yeah.
But we'd have to have Vito too because he's lovely as well.
Well, let me get a little plug in here for Dan Harris at the Sci-Fi Sea Cruise. He does the Sci-Fi Sea Cruise every year. Dan Harris is from my neck of the woods in Florida. And for years now he's been doing this Sci-Fi Sea Cruise where he invites Doctor Who what am I trying to say here?
Guests.
Thank you. It's wonderful to have your own guest direct you on your own show. But but anyway, yeah, Dan Harris. Go and Google Dan Harris and the Sci-Fi Sea Cruise if you can, and if you're lucky enough, you can take these cruises either out of Florida. This particular one that Tara went to, this Bon Voyage party, was out of Seattle, but I believe they were taking off out of Vancouver to go up to Alaska. Is that right, Tara?
Right. It was an Alaska cruise, and it sounded like it was just going to be absolutely stunning, and I'm very sorry I couldn't go, but there were a lot of people who were going, and they had all sorts of events planned, and they also stopped off in Vancouver and went and visited some of the sites that they used for filming the Eighth Doctor episode.
Oh, nice. So Dan, here, if you're interested, you know, if you're a listener and you're thinking like, you know, you want to have a week of fun up close and personal with some of your favorite Doctor Who stars, this is the only place, I think, that you can actually get an opportunity where you're literally on a boat for a week with, like, Sylvester McCoy.
It was in the Happiness Patrol where there was subversion to try and bring down the government of Britain.
Yes.
Mrs. Thatcher, I'm happy, proud to say.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Happiness Patrol.